I took the first hit and I could taste it and I held it in. And as it blew it out, the world started changing fast. Better hurry. Second hit, then felt like, oof, better pass this glass bong off. But at the last second, before everything leaving, I thought, wait, I want to clear it. Cleared it. Check. Gone. I was in a shower. I noticed the shower head just floating there on its own. No visible water and no pipes, just a pink backsplash. I was holding a big snake, a black mamba that was wrapped around my body, its head up by mine. But it started biting my arm. And I knew it was because the invisible water that was so damn hot was scalding it, and it was biting me, and its way of asking me to stop, to turn the water down or off, because it was burning it alive. It was asking me to do something to stop it, because it was suffering. And then I could see Erin. She poked her head in and said, "What's going on?" And, "Oh no," and "Stop," and "What are you doing?" And I couldn't stop or know how to. And everything coming at me was a no. And the water was so hot, it was burning right through me. And I was killing the snake, and it was killing me. And then I realized everything near me or that I was touching, I was killing or causing extreme suffering. And everything was sending me messages to stop, showing me the most intense messages that could only mean stop, change, or do something different. That what I was doing was bad and absurd and wrong and unbelievably, shockingly wrong. And I would just feel the water all through me, and the pain of the snake, and the pain of everything. And I could hear no and yelling, and saw big giant red X's floating towards me. Like absolutely everything was trying to get my attention to change something. And then I went along the wheel to the next portal and into that reality. And oh, wow. There I am realizing that the moment before is a reality that exists in order to create an answer to my question. To my question of faith, and that the answer would be heard and realized, but it wasn't going to be immediate. In this way of traveling, I was going to go to many different realities along the wheel before making it back to the snake in the shower. And whoa, what an intense place that is. And whoa, what a minute it's going to be that is existing, so extreme. But each layer has to be lived out to get the message. The experience is the answer. And whoa, I can't send the message backwards. It's got to go all the way around. And that's going to be a minute. And whoa. And then, hey, I'm coming up on that reality where Erin is surrounded by trees and she's offering me something. Maybe I can say something. And nope, gone off to the next place. This is the place where the question exists. And ah, the answer can only be lived. And it does now in another reality. And this land of the question sends out an expression, but it never gets anything back because the answer can only exist in its absence. They can't be together simultaneously to truly be understood and experienced. And so this one moment of asking will go on asking forever and ever. What a place to be, to see that and know and not be able to return with anything. And then continuing on the wheel, popping into all the different realities, and then back to the shower, and oh shit, ah, the water all through my body, burning me alive, burning the snake alive, and its fangs pierce through my skin, and I'm hurting everything around me, everything I'm doing is hurting everything near me, and message after message to stop, are they not getting through? I hear the messages, I hear the screams. But has it taken me this long to hear them? How did I get to this point without hearing all of these warnings and requests? And is my brain so dysfunctional that the beings in my environment are trying everything they can to get me to stop, to be okay, to not be hurting and hurt? The red X's are flying at me, and I know I would be burning, but I don't know exactly how to stop or why I haven't already or how I got here, but I am here, and ah, my hand rubs up my face and I move into the next reality. My hand continues to slide up as I think, whoa, it is intense back there. And damn, wow, when I'm there, it feels like everything, but it's just one place among every other place ever. And oh, I'm coming up on that next place where Erin is. Now my hand is moving through my hair, pulling it sort of out and away from my head, maybe to pull the stress from that last place away from my skull. But here comes the place with Erin, and now my hand has just rubbed all up my face and out my hair, and that can't be making me look like I'm all right. That's gotta be making me look like I'm still back in the shower, because I think a part of me is, and whoa. And maybe if I bring my hand down, Aaron will know part of me is also all right, and then woof, off to the next place. The place where only the question exists and the story starts to ride out, but the answer will never make it back because this is the reality of the question and only it can live here, forever longing, forever searching, forever reaching for something that will never come. But I think it does for just one moment, just long enough for the question to repeat and start all the searching again. The land of the question, what a trip. And then continuing along the wheel and eventually back to the shower. And fuck, is it bad here? And wow, I just realized that I'm also pregnant. And now the baby is going to come out in this shower with this water, with this snake, and someone yelling, no! And I'm not sure I'm capable of stopping whatever I'm supposed to be stopping, that I have the power. Maybe that part of me is broken or I'm unable in some way. Because if I got all the way here in this situation, I can't be doing a very good job at anything. My whole being is engulfed in a feeling as if my hand was reaching for a burning hot stove and my hand was screaming on its way there, no, no, please, no. But the hand kept going and it seemed to be my brain's fault that my hand wasn't stopping, but my brain was just as confused as to why it was happening and I didn't know where the stopping could come from. And then suddenly, one second ahead, one dimension, knowing, just knowing that there was a part of the last scene that was okay. That the girl in the shower was okay. She just volunteered to hold that power, to be the seed of the answer that could be lived out, the answer of faith. And faith is almost knowing completely, but there's a tiny sliver of not knowing that could only be believing. And that's how belief exists, in the absence of sense. And knowing, damn, that's the one way to find out an answer. Or that's one way to find out an answer. But also, wow, yeah, the power. And I know that the me in the shower was in a way okay. The true me before all the perceiving was okay and chose to be there, to take the role of the leader and provide the eye of suffering, the example of pain, the knowing that when 99.9% of everything is decay, there's one little something that's a light, a strength, despite the fact that nothing will ever be able to see its truth, that the intensity of the illusion it has created is so well played that every witness will say, that's hell, and know it to be so. But the faith is there in knowing that the moment was chosen, and though it's alone in its knowing, it will always be whole. And I was off in the next stop along the wheel. And the next, and the next. And this time there was one with two skater boys that were Aaron and I as skater boys. And we were talking about everything. What would maybe be philosophizing, but we didn't think of it like that. We were just coming up with all the possible ways the universe could be, how it could work. And in that place, we laughed and came up with amazing ideas that the universe said yes to. Yet there was something always just a split second beyond our reach. And when we could feel it together for a second, yet as soon as we had grasped it, it morphed into the next thing that was ahead of us, yet also behind us. And it was absolutely hilarious to us. And we were in complete unison with our thoughts, like our minds had joined together in a certain frequency of imagination. And we thought each thing together and how it made us laugh, and the laughter relaxed my body and my being in such a way that going along the wheel, the snake and the shower were no longer a part of the ride. I think that might have been the extent of its time. Maybe it burned out or immediately shapeshifted to a new storyline, I don't know. But the message was received and the situation stopped being. I continued to soar and relax as I more slowly glided from one galaxy to the next. And I remember that Aaron and I had decided to hang out and smoke DMT, and that we were on the porch, but we moved down to the creek, and that Earth is such a beautiful place, and how much I love to be there, and how pleasant the way we keep time is, how slow it feels in comparison to all this, how relaxed and chill, and Earth, with her trees and her creeks and her gravity. The way she holds me down with just the right amount of pressure so I can jump and leave the ground, and she always catches me softly in comparison to some things I've now seen. Ah, yes, Earth, where Aaron and I are, at our beautiful house in the forest, and I continued to travel along the wheel as I slowly began preparing my landing. As I made my way through the layers, the many different levels of the many different layers, I started to talk to Aaron, started the story of my experience, with at first just a couple of words because I was still tripping around the wheel of the universe. So I'd leave her and return, and leave her and return. And I continued to get downloads of how to put what had happened into words, and really learning what each of the words meant and what my preference is and my biases and how much I enjoy having them. It feels so good to prefer to make things special. My faith was tested. I was told my faith would be tested, and I said I was ready. And so part of me, the boldest, bravest, most courageous part, more so than I ever could have known, volunteered for that position in that reality and had to believe in it so fully that me as the visitor would eventually too. That part of me chose that role to be able to provide the question to my answer, to truly test my faith. It took me to a place where nothing was okay, where destruction was taking place in such a way that I almost could not stand. It was there fully, devoted itself to that experience, created that reality to live in so I could visit, so that I could get wrapped in and see that in that reality where shit had long past hit the fan and was hardcore choking me, in that place, I cultivated faith. There was a moment of, what's happened to me? Is it doing me or am I doing it? Cell spark. Magic spread, and free in that state of misery, and in something else. Wow, thank you for that part to dedicate itself in such a way. Wow. And it was okay. That part of me was okay because it was brave and strong and knew what it was getting into, knew the game I wanted to play to prove my faith, and it played along. And now I know the ways I live, the ideas I have, the faith I've cultivated is in a world I'm hiding in, hiding away from all the bad things that could hurt me, hiding away from the real world. What I've cultivated lives in me and is strong, and its faith in the perfection of all things, the ability to recognize the light of the soul in everything, and know that one tiny, tiny little light can light up everything that's closest to it. Just as I can choose to see the suffering and pain in everything, I can also see the beauty, the movement, the fluidity, and whatever I choose is what will spread through me, like scalding water or a bright, bright light. What I look for is what I will find and what I will be and what will come in front of me and up from behind. If in the place where I was convinced I lived and literally everything was just the worst, if in that there was a glimmer of another opportunity, there just couldn't be one something, one complete suffering. Because if there was, then that's all there would be and there wouldn't be anything. So when everything is 99.9% ending, there has to be one thing beginning. And that frequency is available when 99.9% is suffering. There has to be 0.1% thriving. And we have the ability to see that. I have the ability to see that and be with what I am able to imagine. I can let go of everything I see and feel another way of being. It's always there. Even in the one moment where it's not, as soon as I believe in it, it's right there, as ready and powerful as anything, changing a moment into a miracle and a time that's as fast as anything. Anytime my body is suffering, there has to be at least one cell celebrating. And if I join the power of my mind, my heart, with that cell, then that cell sparks a revolution and spreads across the universe, creating a new illusion to play with and start again. I love that soul spark, and I know it can be seen anywhere, anytime, and anything ever.